Good morning, everybody. This is going to be different today, but I pray that all of you all are up and online this morning for the service, and just want to welcome you all today. And like I say, that this is sure is different, but and we're living in a different time for the moment, but we will get through this. As the president said at his press conferences this past week, the evil that has attacked our nation will only make us stronger. And that is what I want you to remember this morning. It's just a moment in time. And this evil that has come in will only make us stronger as a body of believers. And just reminding us this morning that the building is not the church, but we are the church. And each of us are the church of the living God. And so we're taking church out of the building this morning. And be encouraged to know that Jesus is Lord. And we will continue to do what our scripture for the year reads, Job 17:9, the righteous keep moving forward. So let us pray. Father, we just thank you for this day that you've given us, Lord. And all, in the midst of everything that's going on, we choose to trust you. And by God's grace, we will carry on. Do what you have called us to do. Thank you for all those that have tuned in to listen this morning, or those that may be listening later, God, that your word that you have given me to minister today will lodge in people's hearts and bring them hope, bring them peace, and bring them victory during this time. I speak your blessings upon them today in Jesus' name. I want to encourage you, New Life, if you're listening this morning, to you can send your prayer request in to Pastor Laverne's cell phone. If you've got a Sunday handout, their cell phone is on there, and my cell phone is also on there. I've been told to slow down. her cell phone is on there. So just send in your prayer request, and we'll get to get together and pray for those this morning. So let's just slow down here. Like I say, this is something new. And especially new for me, but I was thinking about it on the way to church this morning, and I preached a long time before I ever told anybody I was called. So I preached a lot of sermons in my car between just me and God. So it's like I've been prepared for such a time as this. So God always has a way of preparing us in our lives for the platform, whatever it may be that he's called us to. He always prepares us for that moment. Amen. So let's go ahead and get into the word this morning. And I'm going to be reading a scripture from Psalms 107, verse 2, to start out. And the word says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has delivered from the hand of the adversary." So my question to us today is, what is your say-so? What is your say-so? Say-so is an authoritative declaration. It's a right of final authority. And so, you know, as you have heard me say so many times behind the pulpit, that the first and final authority, the word, is the first and final authority for the life of the believer. I guess you all kind of see me looking around because I'm used to looking at all of you all. So I actually see you in the spirit, okay? But as you know, the word is the first and final authority for the life of the believer. So if you're born again, you are the redeemed of the Lord. And you have a say-so. You have a say-so in this earth. God has given us an anointing to say-so. So in this moment of time that we are in, what are we saying? What are we saying? And you know, alongside many others, I've been praying also concerning the virus that has hit this land and has swept over this world. And I've heard this must be God to something that man made started. You know, I've heard all kinds of things in that area. And but all I know is that God is a good God. God is a good God, and the devil is evil, and he's bad. So the word tells us that the thief comes to kill, and to destroy. And the meaning of a thief is a person who steals another person's property, especially by stealth and without using force. The devil and his cohorts are out to wreak havoc in any which way they can, and whomever they can get to, by and through any means. But as sons and daughters of God, what are we saying in the midst of the storm? What is our say-so in the midst of this storm? And I want to encourage you this morning that this too shall pass. So right now, the storm that will pass by is this virus thing that has attacked everybody, you know. So all people are being affected by this in some way or the other. I don't think there's not one person that's not been affected in some way by what's going on right now. So when I thought of the word virus, when I began to think about that word, this is the word I heard. This is the word that came to mind, virus. Victory in redemption under siege. Victory in redemption under siege. Now, the word siege means a prolonged surrounding of an objective by hostile forces. A siege is used to make one's enemies so weak that they could not fight. The main goal of a siege is to cause its target, its objective target, to give up and to surrender. An objective is a thing aimed at or sought at. And as I was thinking about this, you know, the enemy of our souls does not, the enemy doesn't like, the devil doesn't like humans in general. He doesn't like people in general, whether they are saved or not, because we were all created in the image of God. And he knows what a saved, born again, Holy Ghost filled, praying child of God are capable of. Those that are not saved, they're just toys in his hands to manipulate and to do as he desires. They are his ambassadors in the earth. But he has a special hatred for the household of faith, for those of us that are born again, children and sons and daughters of God. He has a special hatred for us. And those that are Holy Ghost filled, the redeemed saints that know how to speak the word in the earth, we are his ambassadors in the earth, promoting the good news. Wow. So when we are under siege, what do we do? What are we saying? The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So we're always to stand in the position of victory as children of God, as the redeemed saints of God. So through this storm that we are in at the moment, and I like the word at the moment because it will pass. It will pass. Victory in redemption is under siege. At this time in the world in which we know life as we know it right now, everything has changed. It's a different time in which we live. But as I said, this is just a moment in a vast period of time. Just a moment. And it has turned our upside up our world as we know it, our normal as we know it, upside down. And we are a people that likes things not to be changed because we get in a routine of doing things. And when something comes along to change that, sometimes we don't handle it very well. And the siege of the enemy that is on every side and what we're experiencing around us now, we either give up or we press on. We have two choices, to give up or to press on. And remember, the main goal of a siege is to cause its target to give up and to surrender. So at this time, we must remember, at this time, at this moment in time, we must remember that as sons and daughters of God, that through redemption, we have been redeemed. And that is the target of the enemy, is for us to give up by being depressed, by being oppressed, by weary, and by being fearful and all those things, and thinking that this is never going to end, it's just go on and on and on. But redemption means atonement, ransom, or to purchase our freedom. And so within the plan of redemption, we have been given victory in every area of our lives. If you've been saved because of redemption, because of that redemption, you've been redeemed. And you've been given victory in every area of your life. And God has redeemed us by the precious blood of Jesus. 1 Peter 1:18, 19 tells us, "For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." And something just came into my head, Brother Glenn. We forgot to do worship. But that's okay. We'll do that afterwards. Because like I said, this is all new. But we are going to have some worship songs in a moment for you just to relish the word that I'm just now ministering. And so we're going to pray and God's going to move. Amen. So Titus 2:14 says, "Who gave himself on our behalf that he might redeem us, purchase our freedom from all iniquity, and purify for himself a people to be his own people. Who are, now this is what you're supposed to be, eager and enthusiastic about living a life that is good and filled with beneficial deeds. That is what the enemy comes when he puts us in a siege arena, so to speak. It comes at us, is he wants us to get us out of that, living that good life and that victorious life that Jesus has promised to his people through redemption. We've been redeemed. So Jesus came to redeem us back to God, to save us back into relationship with God that was originally intended in the garden for us to have, designed for us to have. So it's not just that he saved us in the sense of making heaven our destiny. You know, people get saved and they say, okay, I'm saved and I'll just get through life and whatever siege I may be under, it's just there's nothing I can do about it, so to speak. But we are saved to live a victorious life in this earth and to share the good news with people and let them know about the saving grace of God. So salvation is from the word soteria, meaning deliverance, preservation, soundness, prosperity, happiness, rescue, general well-being. That was what was given to us at salvation. That is what a siege of the enemy is all about. When he comes against us and attacked us. Yes, we live in a fallen world where bad things happen. But as children of God, we react different to those things. And he has come to want to get us off of our victory. But we already have it because of redemption. And so that is what the siege of the enemy wants to do, is to steal from us. He is after our position, virus, victory, and redemption under siege. He wants us to get to the place where we quit and we give up and we don't continue to press on. And so, you know, as we look around us, we can see how things are different for the moment. And I like that word, for the moment. Just know that it's a moment in time, that all this craziness that seems to be going on. You know, as sons and daughters of God who have been redeemed, we're not to say when all this calms down. You know, when all this calms down, when life gets back to how I know it to be, my normal, I'll be able to walk in victory. I'll be able to receive that victory, and I'll be happy, and things will come into place. But church, I found out that victory is not a matter of you fixing or changing your circumstances. That's not what we rely on when we're talking about victory, because there's always going to be things in our life that's going to come up for us to deal with. Because, like I said, we live in a fallen world and we make bad choices sometimes. But victory is in us, paid for by the redemption, the blood of Jesus. You are in a position for victory over every evil work of the enemy. And even our president has said this is an evil that's entered into our country. So we've been given victory over everything Jesus has been given victory over. Whatever he was given victory over, he says, I've gained that victory, and it's yours because I have purchased it for you. So we're coming to that place in a relationship with God where we believe completely in spite of our circumstances. Psalms 3:8 tells us, victory comes from you, Lord. May you bless your people. Victory is the result of pushing through by faith all that would keep us from walking in the truth. And it's not conducive to what's going on around us, what's happening around us, what's coming against us, the circumstances of life. It's not what we know that has happened, but it's what we know that has happened in us at the moment of our salvation and what was given to us. That is what the siege of the enemy wants to do in whatever way he may be attacking you this morning. He's come to want to press you enough to give up and to give out. And so what I know that was given to me at the moment I accepted Jesus, and it's so important for us to know who we are and what has been given to us. Because without that knowledge, there's power in knowledge. And without that knowledge of something, you can't operate in something that you don't know. You can't receive something that you don't know about. John wrote in 1 John 5:5, who is that victorious over that conquers the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God, who adheres to, trusts in, and relies on that fact. What fact do you rely on? That Jesus is the Son of God. That Jesus is the Son of God. So, and another translation says, so who are the world conquerors defeating its power? Those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We are world conquerors defeating his power because of who Jesus is in us. The world in this passage means all that is of the world in us and all that is of the world that comes against us. Faith is that victory that we overcome and that we endure and keep on pressing on. Faith is not based on whether we can overcome. It's based on faith that Jesus has already overcome every enemy that will come against us. And one thing that will give you strength and encourage you when you are under attack of the enemy is to realize that Jesus has already gone before us. And since he has already gone before us, he has already made the way. Our faith stands in the fact that despite contradiction, the victory is already assured because of Jesus. And this too is just a moment in time that we will get through by the grace of God. If we believe, we will see. Not sometime, but Jesus said every time. So we'll not only see the salvation of the Lord working out in our lives and in circumstances, but actually, when we continue to press on and mature in the things of God, we come to the place where nothing will be greatly move us from our faith. From our faith, because we believe who Jesus is. Psalm 62, 1 and 2 says, truly my soul waits upon God. From him comes my salvation, my deliverance, my hope, my well-being. He only is my rock. He is my defense. I'll not be greatly moved. Victory and redemption under siege, church. That's what I sense is happening right now to the people of God. That he wants to siege us in, to press us to the point of quitting and giving up and began to ask why. I found out that in the battles of life, I don't have to ask why because I know that God is a good God. The enemy is a bad devil, and he has come to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's all I need to know. I just need to know that the word is true, the promises of God is true, and God is faithful. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who he has delivered. He has delivered. He has delivered. Not when, not if, not maybe, not when you see the victory, but has delivered us. Wow. Has already delivered us from the hand of the enemy. So what is your say-so today? What are you saying in the midst of this? Are you speaking the word, or are you speaking all the doubt and all that stuff that's on the social media? What are you saying in this moment of time? Because what you say is going to be how your outcome's going to be. So when the enemy comes in, there seems to, and it seems like that he set up a siege all around us. Everything familiar to us at this moment is changed from our normal routine of life. And the devil uses whatsoever to surround us. Don't go hard after the devil. Go hard after God when he has put us under that siege. Go hard after God. Don't go hard after the devil. Go hard after God, because when you go hard after the devil, you're already fighting a loser. Because we know that we end. The book tells us that we win in the end. So don't go hard after him. Go hard after God. Break the siege of the enemy by knowing God's word. Remember what he has already declared. Romans 8:37 and 39 tells us, yet amid all these things, what things? All these things, we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. For I am persuaded beyond doubt, I am sure what neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things impending, threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, depth, or nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is so good. Nothing shall separate us from the love that God has for us. We break this siege with continual prayer. It says, with all prayer and petition at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert, perseverance, and petition for all the saints. Pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known the boldness, the mystery of the gospel. And so it's with all prayer and petition. Pray at all times. So break it with faith. The Bible tells us, and without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We break it with resistance. Submit. Come under God's leadership. Come under God's authority. Therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So when the enemy comes after hard after you, don't go hard after him. Go hard after God. And sometimes when we feel like that we're losing the battle, it's because we're fighting someone. We're fighting the enemy that's already a loser, that has already lost. So we're just beating the air when we're trying to fight the enemy. But go hard after God. Proverbs 18:10 tells us the name of the Lord is a strong tower. A righteous person runs to it and safe. The name of the Lord, the name of the Lord, has power and authority over sin, over sicknesses, over viruses, amen, demons, death, and more. A strong tower. So the Bible tells us, encourages us to run to his name and find safety. Psalms 91:1 tells us, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and shall remain stable and fixed, as one translation says, under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe. What's a foe? Anything that's coming against you, anything that is contrary to what you know the Word has to say and the promises of God, whose power no foe can withstand. Stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. You're under God's protection. And we've got to believe that. And going back to the scripture in closing this morning, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So I want to ask you this morning, what is your say-so in this moment of time that we're facing, that this, and it will pass, amen, it will pass. So what is your say-so today? What are you saying? Are you agreeing with what unbelievers are saying, or are you agreeing with what you know to be the truth of God's word? So whenever we're saying that, we say it from the position of victory. That's our position. We've been seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. He's been raised to that place. Now we've been raised to sit with him in that place. So we say it from the position of victory. We pray it from the position of victory. We believe it from the position of victory. We shout it from the position of victory. We dance from the position of victory. We give from the position of victory. Victory in redemption is under siege, and we are going to see the victory. We will stand. We will continue to pray. We will continue to praise. We will continue to give. We will continue to dance. We will continue to say our hallelujahs and amen to what? To what the Word has to say. Amen. And Brother Glenn, we're going to kind of turn it around, and we're going to play that song, the victory song. We're going to play, we kind of rearrange things because I got, like I said, this is my first time doing this, so it's kind of, I didn't have it wrote down in order. So we are going to, Glenn's handing me a note, so we're going to play that song, Victory, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to pray, and we're just going to go from there. Brother Glenn handed me a note that says, close in prayer after music. If you have trouble listening to the email, if you have trouble listening, you can email Glenn at Celtron, Celtron.com. Huh? Glenn with two N's. Glenn, @Celtron. Celtron.com. If you have trouble listening this morning, just email him and he'll get you hooked up. And we so much appreciate Glenn for doing this. We'll be doing this next Sunday. So next Sunday, I'm going to write everything in order on how we're supposed to go. But that's okay, because sometimes we have programs and the enemy says, oh, that's going to be their program. So sometimes we just flow with the Holy Ghost and just go where God wants us to go. So we're going to sing that song this morning. I want you to join in. If you're from New Life, you know that it's a very familiar song. And we're going to play that. And then I'm going to come back and say a few more things and have some prayer time. Amen. Just thank you and praise you this morning. Glenn, just keep working on that. And when you get it, just start it. And we'll go from there. As you send your tithes and offerings in today, if you want to send it to the church, you have the Sunday handout. Our address is on that. I'll be here till 2. If you just want to get out for a drive this morning and just get out of the house, I'll be here till about 2 today doing some things. So if you just want to drop it off, that would be wonderful. And we'll just go with this until they say that we can get back together again. I think Glenn's back there working on it. Because the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail. I'm going to see. You want me to talk again? We're fine, Glenn says we're fine. we back on? Alrighty, back on. Yeah.
There are four other foods like this that you need to avoid if you have arthritis, which most people don't know about. That's why I'd like you to watch the full presentation where you can hear directly from the doctor and the drug specialist about the other foods you should avoid. To learn the rest of the foods you need to avoid if you have arthritis, click watch now below. I know that once you cut these so-called health foods from your diet, presentation, you'll also learn which foods can reduce inflammation and arthritis. The doctors and specialists will walk you through the groundbreaking research on how these foods can naturally relieve arthritis. I guarantee you're going to be surprised by what they have. Not only this, but you'll learn how digestive enzymes and antioxidants have been found in studies.
just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom, I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows. Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, and Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, and Jesus in the streets.
Hopefully you enjoyed those songs this morning, and we do have victory in Jesus, and he is able to soothe all of our anxiousness in this time and all that's going on, and that we are continuing to raise a hallelujah. So next week we're going to be here again, and we'll probably just be doing audio next week instead of the video. Glenn thinks that'll come in better, but I think you can get back online after a while and maybe pick it up. Later on, and maybe pick it up better, hopefully. So just thank all of you all for tuning in, and I just want to encourage you to continue to be faithful and to keep the faith in the midst of all of this. We love you as your pastors. We love you, and we're praying for you to be blessed in every area of your life. And we're just going to end the service today by prayer and coming into agreement with God's word. Father, we just thank you for this time that we've had together, that your word has gone forth, that we have worshiped, we have honored you today, God, and we receive that word today, Lord. And as the redeemed of the Lord, we will begin to speak and continue to speak what your word has decreed and declared, God. We will not give in to fear, but with faith we will rise up and claim our victory because of what Jesus has done. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I call you blessed and highly favored of God, that you are going to be blessed beyond what you could ever even imagine in your life, that breakthrough is nearer than you even begin to think. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.